I'm not connecting with my lats in anywhere at all. The movement is just a waste of time for me. I'm not really feeling this. I'm wasting my time. I've given it a good run, done what I can. I'm not making any progress. I haven't got time to waste. Then moving into single arm work for back, then that's where I saw the absolutely biggest difference because of really getting a mind-muscle connection.
Meet your host, Andy Naylor. Andy is a men's physique transformation expert, competitive physical champion, and a multi six-figure business owner who has helped thousands of busy, high-achieving men get into the best shape of their lives and reconnect with their inner alpha. On this show, Andy is going to share with you his playbook on feeling healthy again, avoiding the common pitfalls successful men fall into, dropping 20 to 30 pounds of fat, and building a physique you can finally be proud of. And the transformations aren't just physical either. You're going to learn how meeting your personal goals will help support your professional achievements, giving you that true alpha mentality. Let's go.
Alphas, welcome back to the show. My name is Andy Naylor. I'm CEO at Naylor Body Design and host of the Optimal Alpha podcast. Today, the pull-up versus pull-downs. So a really another good versus here of two movements that from the outset might look like they do the same thing. And we could certainly argue that they do possibly do the same thing. But again, as always, there's going to be positives and negatives to doing one and positives and negatives to doing the other. We're going to have a little dive into those. And again, as always, the goal of this is for you to have a little bit more understanding, maybe a bit of insight and perspective so you can pick which one is going to be right for you. Well, let's start with the pull-up. First distinction here is there's really two versions. You've got a pull-up and then a chin-up. They're different. To me, a pull-up is your arms wider out than your shoulders. Chin-up being that you would have your arms closer in, your hands closer in together. It's more of an arm-based movement, actually really good for the biceps. That would be a chin-up. A pull-up to me is arms wider out. That's the one I'm thinking about today. What are the positives of a pull-up? Well, it's really old school, isn't it, for a start? I kind of give that as a positive. It's like it's super old school. I can picture golden era bodybuilders doing pull-ups, making them look absolutely amazing. You know, their back looking amazing and they're making it look very easy. So it's very old school. You just need a bar, don't you? That's it. I remember at the first gym that I trained at, there was just a bar that was across the corner. So if you imagine the corner of a room, it was just a bar across that corner. And oh my God, did I struggle off that thing for years and years and years. So technically, you just need a bar. Again, it's very easy setup. It looks pretty dope. Really, if someone's really good at doing pull-ups and, you know, they are able to keep good form and they're able to do it well and a good number of them, it looks sick. Like there's no question about that. We could argue that it's quite functional. So I don't know how many times in your life, in your world per day that you need to pull yourself up like that. I don't know. Like when we talk about something that's functional, this gets confused in my eyes quite a lot. Like the most functional thing you do is not something you're ever going to think about. But if you want to get really good at functional training, the first thing you should do is learn to breathe properly because it's about the most functional thing you do. After that, it's probably walking. There's probably a bunch of other stuff. But you know, when someone says, oh, squat's really functional, is it? I don't know. How many times do you do that per day? It's a bit weird. Anyway, when I say functional, it's you're using nothing else than your body to pull yourself up. There's an argument to say that it is a functional type of movement, although I bet you don't do that very often in a day. And also, it's pretty damn hard. If you want a movement that's really difficult and challenging, multiple pull-ups with great, great form is really, really difficult for most people. Generally speaking, younger people find this easier because quite often their strength to weight ratio makes it quite easy. This is why females generally find a pull-up difficult because their strength to weight ratio just doesn't lend itself to being great at pull-ups for the most part. Also, my strength to weight ratio, I'm rubbish at them. We'll come back to that at the end, but I've always found them quite difficult. Right, they're the positives. What are the negatives of a pull-up? Form is really tough. Most people struggle. Most people are using their arms way more than they are really using their back. What they tend to do is, you know, maybe do one or two reasonably okay. Very difficult to control the negative. It's very difficult to really standardize the rep. And what most people do is the last few reps, their body's doing anything it can to kind of go up. So you find that the knees start to come up, the back starts to arch, and we're kind of arcing ourselves upwards rather than contracting and challenging the back muscles. So form is really, really difficult. Failure, reaching failure in terms of this movement for most people looks really messy. Like you end up looking like something wriggling like around, hanging off something, like you don't know what you're doing. It just is easy for the form to... So we don't reach muscular failure. Form breaks down and that's where we tend to stop. That's a massive negative. Very, very difficult to progress the load from anything less than your body weight. So apart from using bands and an assisted machine, and we're not talking about an assisted machine today, apart from using bands and wrapping them under your knees or your feet, you start this movement at what you weigh, if you think about it. So if you weigh 180 pounds, your starting weight is moving 180 pounds because that's what you weigh. So you can go underneath that weight by, like I say, using bands. Not great though, really. Just not great. Bit of a ball ache to set up. And if you have ever tried to set up a band and put it under your feet and it slips off your feet and goes somewhere it doesn't want to go, yeah, it hurts. And you might have seen memes and videos across social media of that happening to people. It's not fun. It sounds bad. It feels bad. So it's very difficult to progress. Regress under your body weight. You start at your body weight and that's about it. So it's a very, very, very difficult starting point. Okay. I can't really change the angle of attack, really, can you? Like you're literally hanging off something. Gravity is putting you straight down. That's it. So the movement is either going to really fit you mechanically or it's kind of not. That's it. You can't do much about it. You can try and change the angle a little bit, but I think it's not optimal. It's really hard to do any kind of intensifying work. So it's hard to, I would say, you know, you can't do drop sets. You could do a rest pause. But generally speaking, once you've hit failure, as messy as that's going to look for you in terms of a pull-up, that's kind of it. It's like set done and kind of exercise done. Let's say you've got three sets of a pull-up. Let's say you take the first set to absolute failure. The next two sets, we could argue, are pretty much a waste of time because your form's going to be horrific and the rep numbers are most likely going to be pretty damn low. And it's also, in my opinion, not for most people, given how difficult this is, it's not really a good choice of exercise for real lat stimulation. Because of the difficulty level is so high and because form is so difficult to keep high, keep good, we're now just using everything we possibly can to pull ourselves up to this bloody bar. Like we're just like, we want to pull ourselves up because everyone in the gym is now watching. He's gone over to do an actual pull-up. He must be really good. And now what you've got is a little bit of pressure and gym social anxiety to make sure that you actually pull yourself up to the bloody bar. So you're just going to use whatever you can to get the job done. That is a massive negative. Alphas, I interrupt this show with a simple message. This show is here to benefit you and your progression to the best version of yourself. But not only just you, it's also here to benefit the people around you, your loved ones, your friends, other alphas in your vicinity. So why not do a really cool thing today? Something that I would thank you for and maybe someone else would. Share this podcast with at least one other alpha out there who you know would benefit from it. Why not share the information, share the ability for someone else to grow? I'm sure they would thank you. I 100% would absolutely thank you. This podcast only grows by our listeners, our followers doing amazing things like giving us 5-star reviews, downloading podcasts, subscribing, and then of course sharing it with other people. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Share it with one person and of course drop us a 5-star review, download the podcast and of course subscribe. And now back to the show. Okay, let's now look at the pull down. A lat pull down, right? Wide arm, wide hand lat pull down. Like lat pull down machine, thinking of a cable here, right? Just a standard one of those. What are the positives? your start weight can be very manageable because you're now sat down, pulling something down towards you. You can start with 5 kilograms if you wanted to. You can start on the least pin stack has in front of you. So your start point is very manageable. I would say that that is a big positive. Progression is easy. So you can start at 5 kilograms and guess what? You could probably go to 10 the next time you go in. That's a very easy progression rate. Tip here is if your weight stack that's in front of you goes up in 5 kilograms, at some point, what you can do is not have to go up a whole 5, but you can go to the gym around where the free weights are and find the little disc that says the least on it. That could be 2.5 kilograms or 1.25 kilograms, and you can hang it off the pin that's on the weight stack. Now you can go up in smaller increments. When you get up to a max loading and what you can pretty much handle, that's a good idea to use those to go up rather than going up another pin. You want to get the most out of the least, and there will come a point where adding 1.25 kilograms or just a couple, 2 to 3 pounds is enough for it to be a novel stimulus for you to continue making progress. So it's easy to make progression in terms of the loading. Drop sets are possible because you can just reverse the loading very easy by pulling the pin out. Very, very simple. And also very easy to do a rest pause. In other words, you do 15 reps or wherever you hit failure, you just stand up, put the weight down, wait 10, 15 seconds, sit back down and carry on. It's very easy. There's no having to jump back up and hold onto a bar. You just sit back down holding the bar that you've already got. So drop sets, intensifiers, very easy to do. You can change your body angle, okay, because you're normally going to be sat down with your knees pinned under a cushion, sort of the little roller cushion thing, yeah? So now you can sit bolt upright, you can lean back. Why you'd want to do that, I'm not really sure, but you can certainly change your body angle a little bit, which may or may not help. I mean, I know sometimes if my shoulders aren't warm, angle does make a difference, so that's a positive. You can change hand positions, because you can add different types of attachments to the cable. So you could now have a wide bar where your hands are more pronated, so your palms are facing away from you because you're holding on to a straight bar. You could have a bar where you've got more of a neutral grip, so your palms are facing in towards each other. You could go underhand, technically still kind of the same movement. You could go underhand. You could go close grip. You've got all sorts of things you can do in terms of manipulating your hand position, and it will make a difference possibly to your body structure and to how you're targeting muscles. And so it's easier to target the muscle driving stimulus to the lat muscle, which is kind of why you would probably want to do a pull down, driving the stimulus to that lat muscle, because it's easier to have form where it needs to be because of managing the weight and the load. You can get a much, much better stimulus. And because you're managing loads, you'll be able to manage the rep speed and the form and the execution way, way better. And on top of that, you could even do it single arm, right? Now you could put a D handle on the cable attachment, maybe sit to the side just a little bit to give yourself some room, and you could then go single arm. Now, this would mean you can truly target lat, and literally one at a time. It's a tick, tick, tick for me. Negatives, it's maybe not so dope as the golden era, you know, guys doing pull-ups, and you need to have a pull-down machine. So, but most gyms, even rubbish hotel gyms, are going to have some sort of lat pull-down machine. Really outside that, struggling to think of any other negatives. So again, as always, you know, I'm always looking at things through the lens of physique development, you know, overall, you know, quality of physique, strength, and so on. If your goal is to be able to do pull-ups, then interestingly, if you can't do a pull-up right now, I would start with a pull-down, because you could make a lot of progress doing the pull-down, build up strength, build up everything that you need, and then progress up to a pull-up. But personally, I have never managed to do pull-ups very well. What happens for me is I just naturally use my arms and my brachioradialis, which is kind of the sort of bit of muscle on the outside of your arm, just under your elbow, right? I would get a lot of pain there. So I would get a lot of pain sort of just under the bicep, the other side of the elbow, because for some reason, I just seem to be trying to use that to pull myself up. I'm not connecting with my lats in anywhere at all. The movement is just a waste of time for me. I think I got to a point after, you know, so many months thinking, this just isn't working. I'm not really feeling this. I'm wasting my time. I've given it a good run, done what I can. I'm not making any progress. I haven't got time to waste. I'm going to try pull downs and variations of that. And I think then moving into single arm work for back, then that's where I saw the absolutely biggest difference because of really getting a mind muscle connection. I just found it very difficult to create any true mind muscle connection with a pull up. It was just so difficult. Technically, just so difficult. My form was awful. There are people out there listening to this who probably feel the pull up far, far better than a pull down. It really just gets into the lat and awesome. Like, that's dope. Like, I'm really happy for you. But I think for most people, if we look into a gym, a pull up is not the most optimal, probably because of the starting point. I think the pull down and the variations of that is clearly going to be more optimal for lat stimulation and for, you know, quality of reps, quality of exercise, and quality of form, quality of progress, rate of progress. I think the pull down probably wins here. What do you think? Let me know. So if you've enjoyed today's podcast, give me a thumbs up, give me a 5-star review, a like, a review. Love that stuff. And if you know someone that is maybe plugging away with the pull-up when they should be doing the pull-down, maybe share this with them for a little bit of insight. They might thank you for it. I certainly will. For today, thank you very much. Over and out. See you next time.
Thanks so much for listening to today's show. We hope that you feel motivated to start making changes in your life so you can see those results that you've been wanting to achieve. Remember, you can do anything you set your mind to. If you love the show, please leave us a 5-star review and make sure you tell your friends. If you'd like to connect with Andy, you can find him on Instagram at Andy_Naylor_Pure_Elite_Pro. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well. Talk to you again soon.